A Christmas without Amazon? Over 66% of Americans will buy some or all of their holiday presents on Amazon this year. But what does that mean for its 1.5 million employees and the climate? Here are three reasons to say no to Amazon this Christmas.
1. Inhuman working conditions. Life in Amazon's gigantic warehouses, which it calls fulfillment centers, is anything but fulfilling for employees, especially around Christmas. The massive centers operate day and night, with employees working 10-hour shifts. They are expected to process around 300 purchases per hour, or one every 12 seconds. This frenetic work rate, in an environment with moving machinery, leads to frequent accidents. Indeed, Amazon is currently under pressure to explain why the average injury rates in some of its American centers are almost twice as high as its competitors, and, in one case, 5 times higher. Ideally, the company would no doubt like to automate the whole process, but robots are not adapted for handling products in an infinite variety of shapes and sizes. So, they have done the next best thing. Used humans as if they were robots. Each employee has an AI-controlled device strapped to their arm. This device delivers commands that dictate their every movement, so the workers do not have to think, they just have to move fast. The AI constantly monitors their work rate and tells them how well they are performing compared to their colleagues. Having perfected this system, Amazon is now successfully marketing it to other companies as a way to improve worker efficiency.
2. Aggressive management. Until very recently, no Amazon employees had union representation, as the company has aggressively and successfully resisted all attempts by workers to organize themselves. Firstly, any employees who try to start a union are typically dismissed on performance grounds. Secondly, the extremely high turnover of employees in its centers, an incredible 150% a year in some places, makes it difficult to create a solid base of union members. This high turnover of employees is a strategy installed by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, who said that having a steady workforce is a march to mediocrity for a corporation. New workers are hired simply based on their answers in an online form. An employee app on their phones will then dictate their work life and all interaction with management. Resigning is as simple as tapping the resign button on the app. Most do so within a few months because the work is so exhausting. But longer-term employees have been offered up to $5,000 as an incentive to resign.
3. Corporate greenwashing. Amazon has publicly announced that the company will be net zero in terms of carbon emissions by the year 2040. Indeed, it already reports lower emissions than some rival businesses that are much smaller than it is. Unfortunately, this is just corporate greenwashing, as the statistics it quotes are more than questionable. Normally, a retailer calculates its carbon footprint by accounting for the entire life cycle of every product it sells, from manufacture to recycling, even though those products are generally made by other companies. Amazon doesn't do that. Its carbon statistics are solely based on the products it sells under its own Amazon Basics brand, which is 1% of its total business. Will Amazon be carbon neutral on that 1% by 2040? Sure. But Jeff Bezos, who recently stepped down as Amazon's CEO, isn't going to be able to build himself more space rockets if the other 99% of its business has to become sustainable too.